Ariana Grande, Seven Rings on the hit list on KMFM. It's 8:05. You're listening to Glenn Scott and Ellie Goulding is on the show. How are you?
Yeah, good. You?
I am very good, thank you. We need to start by talking about the man, the legend, David Attenborough. I'm sure you're a big fan. I am a huge fan of David Attenborough. And you teamed up for his Netflix documentary. Have you met him? Have you met David?
I have, and it was really scary. Like you, I'm a huge fan, and he was kind of an idol when I was growing up, and completely in awe of him, and that he really does have this aura around him. And when I met him, I kind of crumbled, didn't really know what to say. What do you say to one of the greatest men in the world?
That's what I was going to ask. I was like, what was your opening line?
I just said I was very honoured to be a part of this, you know, the One Planet, and so honoured to do the song and blah blah blah, you know. But really, I was just kind of like, wow, the actual David Attenborough.
Is he the sort of person that just has a presence about him?
He has a presence, and he's really warm, and he gave me a big cuddle, and it's really sweet.
A David Attenborough cuddle, that's
just
something.
One of those people that you just can't imagine, you know, not existing.
And it's his voice. Like, obviously, he's got this documentary voice, which I'm sure he might put on a little bit. Is it the same? Are you just like...
No, it's just his voice.
What a man. What? I really was hoping that, like, that's just a voice put on for the documentary, and then he's got, like, a proper Essex accent outside of it.
No, that's how he speaks all the time.
Is he the person that, obviously, out of everybody around, is he the person that you would have been most starstruck to meet? Or is there somebody else who would kind of just tip the scales a little bit?
Oh my gosh, no, he's really up there. I've managed to hold it together quite well when I've met people in the past. No, he's definitely up there. Obviously, meeting the Queen is quite scary. I've done that a couple of times, and it doesn't get any less scary. She also has that kind of incredible aura around her. And then, you know, I've met, for example, I was obsessed with this band Pearl Jam when I was a teenager, and I was obsessed with the lead singer Eddie Vedder. And when I met him, oh my goodness, it was the weirdest thing. It's like, God, I used to absolutely obsess over you, and, you know, want you to be my boyfriend, and now I'm meeting you and you're just like a normal human being. And it was very surreal.
We need to chat about your song 16. It's out now. We are loving playing it on the show. Tell me a little bit about how that track came together.
I wrote this song a couple of years ago with a singer called Ray, who signed to my record label, and she's great and a really great writer. She's a lot younger than me, so had a bit of a fresh, like, perspective on being a teenager. Just decided to write about, you know, being young and that kind of first love where you meet someone and you stay with them for a long, long time, and you've kind of grown up together and evolved together as people and as a couple. And I just found it really fascinating thing to write about. So it's just, yeah, kind of like that kind of love where you've been together for a long time and you're trying to sort of find the love again.
And I feel like 16, though, is for me, 16 was a very embarrassing age. Like, you've picked up on all of, like, the nice parts of it. But I dread to look at photos of me when I was 16. It was kind of when, you know, when everyone had, like, a fringe if you were a boy, like the in-betweeners haircut.
Yeah.
What was the most embarrassing thing that you did kind of in your teen years? Is there something that you kind of still sit back and look at today?
Oh,
and
God,
you're just like...
Yeah, totally. When I was in college, which, like, you know, when I was 17, I made my own jewellery out of, like, spoons and stuff, which was, like, sort of kind of creative, but also just, like, a bit silly.
I'm trying to picture it. Can you... Is it like a bent spoon? Like around
a bent
your
spoon
wrist?
And stuff like that. And then I thought it was really cool to, like, eat straight out of the tin, like, baked beans or sort of and stuff like that, thinking I was, like, you know,
why wouldn't you if you've got like a spoon and your necklace, you might as well
yeah,
eat
exactly.
straight out.
Why not? Yeah, it's really, really practical. But and I used to, like, dye my hair black, and I have no idea why I did that. Like, I'm trying to think of what was going through my head, and I just can't think of it. but I assume there was someone that I really looked up to who had black hair, because I had the piercings, had the dyed hair, and yeah, and hoodies and the ripped jeans. And I then kind of went backwards and took all the piercings out and got rid of the black hair, and I don't know, I just started growing up a little bit. But I think the 16 is that kind of weird age that you're trying to figure out who you are and, you know, discover things about yourself.
The Hit List, KMFM.
Such a massive song, Ellie Goulding. Anything could happen on the Hit List on KMFM. It's Wednesday night. You're listening to Glenn. Ellie Goulding is on the show tonight, and your new single 16 is out now. We'll play it in a bit. We were chatting about the song just before, and to me, any song that has a reference to MSN Messenger is a winner.
I'm really pleased with that, because when I was writing it, I, like, did a bit of a like giggle to myself. Like, oh God, like, people are going to think this is either really cool or really cringe.
No, it's really cool. Were you a big MSN Messenger user?
Huge, massive.
Was it like every day after school, you just go and chat chat to people?
Every single day. And if I was allowed online, because it was expensive, so like every time we logged on, it would cost like 10 quid or something. but whenever I did go online, my goodness, I would just go straight on MSN, you know, straight to find the boy that I really fancied. And
did you ever do the typical, like, if he doesn't open up a conversation with you, you go offline and then you go online again so it comes up as a notification?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'd play all those games, played all the games.
And what about your MSN screen name? Was it just Ellie, or was it, did you have like a lyric?
I can't remember. I definitely had some kind of like emo lyric. I'd do anything to go through like my old conversations. I'd do anything for that. I wonder if it's possible. Probably not.
No, I don't think it is.
But no, I would love that, because it'd be great songwriting material.
I feel like it was a good time to be online as well, because I feel like nowadays going online is, I think like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram can be bad for mental health, and I think there's so much going on
definitely,
there at the moment.
Definitely, but you know, I was talking about this earlier, that at least MSN was a place for just conversation.
And yeah, that's the thing.
It was, the internet was too slow to send pictures or to be in a situation where you just like pictures one after the other. And now it's all about who can, like, you know...
It's like stats and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, like, stats, like who can get the most stats, like who can wear the best outfit, who can like get the best new handbag, who can like go to the best place in the world, who can like, you know, take the best selfie. And I don't want to be cynical, because obviously I do it myself and it's just part of my job, and my fans do like to be part of what I do and be involved in my life, which is fine. I'm okay with that. But I do miss I do miss like the concept of just like talking and opening up and stuff like that, because Instagram, there's so many people that follow me on Instagram that like my pictures that I've never had a conversation with in my life. And it's just a very strange sort of warped reality to only have communication through liking a picture of you or
of course,
something. It's really bizarre.
I think it was a good point you made about how MSN, you'd literally log on to chat to people, like that would be the goal. Whereas I suppose now with like Facebook and stuff, I suppose chatting, like Messenger and stuff, that's like an afterthought after.
I was sat the other day just having lunch like outside, like just keeping a low profile, and there were these two young girls about maybe 14 that were just sat, and I did it on purpose because I thought, oh, maybe I'll write a song about this or something. But they were just, they didn't, I was purposely watching them, not in a weird way, but in a kind of just observational way, and they didn't talk to each other once, they didn't share a single word. They just looked at, they were looking at their phones, and like I could see it, they were scrolling like on Instagram or whatever. And I just think that's really sad, and I don't really know if that's a good thing or not, because people just don't really talk anymore.
I suppose people feel more connected, but I suppose you're also very disconnected, because I suppose you can like reach so many people that you wouldn't really speak to on the phone, or somebody it's like maybe on the other side of the country.
Which just means you spend more time like viewing other people's lives than you do like living your own life or something. It's just very weird.
What's to come in 2019? Obviously we had Close to Me, we've got 16 now. Is there an album on the way?
Yeah, the album's coming. I think it's going to be around September, but there'll be a couple more songs out before then. I don't know, it's a bit, I need to finish it, basically. It's kind of there.
If you had to give us a percentage of how finished it is, what would you say?
Oh, it's like 90% there.
Okay.
There's just bits and bobs I need to just, you know, finesse.
Just bits, bobs and finesse to finish off the album. Have we got a tour coming as well?
Yeah, a tour will definitely be coming after the album's out. I think I've got some smaller shows coming up just to, you know, play a few of the album songs, but it's all kind of in the works at the moment, so it's happening.
Well, I'm so excited to hear new music. And I'm so excited to hit play on 16, because it's genuinely, I said on air the other day, I always loved your track Anything Could Happen, and I said I think this is my second favourite of your songs since Anything Could Happen.
Thank you.
So I'm so glad it's out in the world. I'm so glad we're playing it on the radio. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, lovely talking to you.
And I'm going to hit play on 16 now. Can I get you to introduce it, please?
Yeah. Hey, this is Ellie Goulding, and this is my new song 16. Do you remember?